All right, here we are, lawyertalkpodcast.com, getting biblical today. Look, I'm not going to preach at you. I have my own beliefs, and I hold them very dear to my heart, and I like to study the Bible. If nothing else, I believe it or not, I have in my desk upstairs a list of lessons that all lawyers should learn in their career. And I was going to do it 25 years for 20. I haven't done it, but one of them is read the Bible because it's instructive. It's like a rule book for life. And I will just quote this. Moses tells God, "O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of slow tongue." He further pleads that he has uncircumcised lips. He suggests he cannot effectively convince the Pharaohs that they need to go to the wilderness. Anyway, I'm not going to preach, but I often give talks on law students. So they don't teach you this in law school.
Nope.
And they should. I often give talks to law students about how to talk in court because, you know, you're going to graduate law school and they're going to say, "Go forth and prosper, young man, go into court." And maybe you've taken a trial advocacy class.
Yeah.
So you gotten comfortable, and maybe during the Socratic, they hardly ever teach that anymore, but they should force you to stand up and talk.
They do that a lot still. First year, they do it a lot. After that, it's like,
But here's what I found out, and this is what you and I talk about all the time, both in written word and in spoken word, maybe not even at court, not even just at court, but elsewhere in the world. What Moses is saying is, look, I'm not a silver-tongued devil here. I'm not Barack Obama or Abe Lincoln or one of these great communicators. I'm no good. I don't give speeches very well. I'm shy. I stammer. I stutter. But the message I always tell people is, look, you're focusing on the wrong thing. There are two issues when you speak to people in public or in writing and maybe even in conversation, you take it for granted. The first is what you say. And I put that first. And the second is how you say it. And most people reverse that. So what do I always tell you when you give me something that you've written? We're talking about an argument. The first question I always ask you is,
did you read out loud?
No.
Oh.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, yeah.
What are you trying to say? So if you're, and what happens is people focus on how they're trying to say it. So they want to sound eloquent and use big words and say things. And, you know, it's like, I'm so like refined, whatever. And the problem is you can't do that until you know what you're going to say. And so that's like 101 here, what you're going to say, and like 401 or PhD series over here. Because I will tell you, how you say it doesn't make a hill of beans difference if you don't know what you're going to say. So you stand up in court and you want to sound eloquent. You get all focused on sounding eloquent. And then, like Moses, you freeze. But God says, look, I'm going to give you the substance of this. You fit, like, I got that. And what he's saying is, look, here's the message. Just go give the message. And don't worry about how you sound. So give the message first, and then you can sound good. So if you're writing something, and you give me four paragraphs of stuff, and I read it, and there's a lot of big words in there, and there's other stuff in there, and whatever it is, but I don't understand what the heck you're trying to say. And this is not a criticism.
Oh, yeah.
But usually what I tell people is I ask that question. What are you trying to say? And then you tell me all the time, well, here's the argument. This guy was doing this, the court said this, and we're arguing this, this, and this. I say, all right, go write that. And ordinarily, it takes about half as much space on paper and about half as much time in a courtroom to say something definitively and persuasively, because then you're not worrying about how you're trying to say it. Now look, when you get to be Justice Scalia, and you can talk about this is a sheep in wolf's clothing or wolf in sheep's clothing. I mean, he's great with metaphorical references. Well, you're not Scalia.
Or his book. It's coming in tomorrow.
Read his book. It's great. But, you know, if you can't get over the first hurdle, you can never get to the second. So look, a little biblical lesson today, but they don't teach you this in law school.
No.
So if you're a law student out there and you're writing a paper, I would suggest first, and this is why study groups are great. Because what do you do in a study group?
We just talk about it. We bounce stuff, ideas back and forth, and it's like, okay, I kind of like how you do that. I like how you do that. And then you kind of just a little hodgepodge it all together.
And this is why people who are like this all day long, we tell them to go touch the grass, because you don't interact with people. If I can tell you what my argument is, then I can write it. You know, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball, right? So if I can explain it to you, then I can write it and just do that. And it doesn't, and you, I would encourage you to use words that are less than five letters or whatever, you know, try to make it simple. So anyway, lawyer talk off the record, on the air, a little public service announcement from the Bible. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.